2 Corinthians chapter 11 in your Bibles. And let's pray first. Father, we need you, Lord. We're discussing some dark matters here. And Father, we pray for clarity and understanding. And Lord, the devil doesn't like preaching on these topics. He doesn't like he likes to fool and to trick people and to subtly deceive them. And Lord, I pray that we would understand this great truth that you have for us here today. Understand that Hollywood has its satanic roots and it has nothing to do with the God of the Bible. And Lord, I pray you'd bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now again, notice this, it says, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed. So we think it a big thing, we think it an amazing thing that we are fooled or duped or tricked or subtly deceived, but it is not. The Bible's very clear that this is Satan's plan, this has always been his plan, and he just has another facet to use it when it comes to this thing of Hollywood and movies and everything. Now we talked about some of the major movie stars that follow familiar spirits, that some of them are possessed by them. They follow these, what the Bible calls familiar spirits. And they're popular actors, those that really shape the nation, so to speak. It's just unbelievable. The amount of influence that Hollywood has had on the people of God. And we're to shun these things. We're to stand away from stand against these things and not have them. I told you, when I first started studying this week a few days ago, the Lord just led me. I've been wanting to preach on Hollywood for a while, but I gathered up everything that had to do with Hollywood in my home. I haven't watched it in a couple years, but I gathered everything up that was there, put it all in a garbage bag, and I'm going to burn it all because I don't want any of that garbage in my house because it doesn't need to be there. We don't need to have that a part of our lives. There's so much that people used to do for God before television and those other programs were invented, programming things were invented. I'm not against technology. I use technology to preach the gospel. We're using it right now to preach the Bible. People are seeing this out there. These will be recorded. They go on sermon audio. People hear these things. The technology can be used for wonderful things. But in this case, Hollywood doesn't, because the root of Hollywood is Satanism. That's the root of it. It always has been. It always will be. Now I'm going to go to one of the most famous actors right now, or famous directors or actors that's out there, and show you exactly. We talked about, you know, the different famous actors down through the last 100 years or so. We talked about how Lucille Ball sought familiar spirits, and we talked about Leonardo DiCaprio, Keanu Reeves, all of these people, James Dean, who revolutionized, who changed America by his rebel without a cause, and fully admits that he was possessed. These men fully admit that they are seeking out these familiar spirits. Look at your Bible. It's all over your Bible. The Bible talks about shunning those things and not to have any of that in our homes and don't even mess around or hang around with people who seek out familiar spirits. You stay away from them. In the Old Testament, they burned them if they caught them seeking familiar spirits. You know, there's a man that wrote a series of books, and it's also on sermonaudio.com. You can get it. Now, this man, he didn't like Baptists, okay? And he actually wrote Baptists out of the history of New England. So in order to fix that, Isaac Backus wrote his own 3-volume set on Baptists in New England, because they were left out of this other man's set. And the name escapes me now. I can't think of his name. Cotton Mather, that's it, Cotton Mather. Yep, Cotton Mather, or Mather, however you want to say it. He had a son called Increase Mather, that's right, yeah. And they wrote a series of books, and in those books, I have them at home. Unbelievable demonic stories, though, of demonic activity in America that was taking place at that time. And people say, oh, that didn't happen in America. Yes, it did. You have to remember, when those men came over, America was full of a bunch of heathens. I mean, they had demonic spirits. I mean, they, out in the open lands where Indians were, they were serving false gods. They were serving idols. There was activity all over the place. Story after story of abortions that were done, of bestiality and other things that were taking place in there that they wrote about that was judged at that time. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just simply telling you that's what America, that's what was going on here. There's two things that surprise people. The wickedness of America, which it shouldn't, and the second thing that surprises, the Baptists were persecuted in America. Those two things surprise people, but they were persecuted wherever they went, including America, especially America. So anyway, but so understand this wickedness has always went on in this country, but Hollywood, the rise of this satanic spirit took place. It was subtle at first. It's not so subtle now. You look at, and we're not going to talk about programming this, we're going to talk about it next week, but the programming that took place, that takes place, it's all demonic now. I mean, now especially, it's blatantly demonic. Everything out there, all about vampires and darkness and fallen angels and wickedness and demons and fornication and all of that, those things. Homosexuality, it's all pushed blatantly. What did it start as? Subtly. It started subtly. That's how Satan works. But the more reprobate America gets, the more blatant it is. And now, blatant. Some of the shows that you have watched mock God openly. Mock Him openly. And laugh at Him. And laugh at His law. And laugh at everything that he holds, that God holds us to or wants us to live by. Okay, so this man that I want to turn to right now and talk about a little bit is probably the most surprising name in all of Hollywood for most people, most Christians. It's Michael Landon. Some of you have seen Little House on the Prairie, as I told you. I'm not speaking from any innocence, like I've never watched it. I bought my wife about maybe 5 or 6 years ago. No, longer than that, 7 or 8 years ago. I bought her all 9 seasons of Little House on the Prairie. And I watched some of them with her and everything like that. Watched a lot of them with her, probably most of them. And I threw them all away the other day. I threw them all in the trash heap. Amen? And I'm gonna burn them all. I'm gonna burn them all. I'm gonna enjoy burning them too. Because Michael Landon, he had devils in him. And listen to what his daughter said about him. I honestly believe my dad had telepathic powers. Whatever it's called, he had some kind of special powers. That's why he was able to connect with others. You know, he had a natural star on the palm of his left hand, and it was no gimmick left over from his teenage werewolf days either. She said, well, that's just one comment. Okay, well, that's one. Cheryl Landon also states that her dad had moments of psychic awareness. Now, if those were just said about me, I'd be mad if you said, well, now come on, Pastor, are you going off somebody's two comments? I mean, somebody could say lies about you. That's true, they could. That's right, let every word be established. She states that he was like an angel of light who believed in the oneness of mankind. That's what Michael Landon said. He was like, he believed in the oneness of mankind. Now this became a supernatural reality when in 1959, now listen to this, he came into contact with a spirit who identified itself as the ghost of his dead father. As he knelt, Landon recalls hearing, "It's okay, kid, don't worry, I'm fine. Everything's going to be all right." Landon said he knew that this spirit would remain alive and always close to him, and he was comforted that he would be able to communicate with it. Consequently, Landon had the sudden wherewithal to pen scripts that would just pour out of him. Cheryl Landon recalls, he was left-handed and wrote at such a fast pace, the result was legible only to his secretary. He'd start on a story and go right through to the end, sometimes staying up all night. What he would do is said that this spirit of his father's, this familiar spirit, he would put his pen down, and that familiar spirit would tell him what to write, and he would just keep writing it. Demonic. Devilish. It's being led by devils, and when you and I watch things like that, we're being entertained by devils. So that's pretty hard to hear. It sure is. It's even harder to receive once you receive it and understand that you allowed yourself to be manipulated by devils. Amen? Remember, I just put it all in a garbage bag, so I'm not speaking from any purity my whole life of never watching anything. I'm telling you, when I found it, I want to be like the Corinthians. They had a revenge against evil. Paul said that you had this revenge. Yeah, you had a vengeance against what was wrong. And you did that which was right when you found out what was wrong. When Paul reproved him, they didn't get mad at Paul. They sorrowed because he made them feel bad, but they sorrowed after a godly sort. Because godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of this world worketh death. So what they do, they sorrowed, but they said, I'm glad you sorrowed, because it made you godly. It made you put away those things. It made you get some things right. It made you throw it all away. You've got to answer yourself, friend. What's more important, the love of God or the love of devils? The pleasure of devils or the love of God? The pleasure of this flesh that is fleeting, that will end, or eternal blessings from the Lord? Which is more important to you? Entertaining your flesh? Michael Landon said this, I felt my Father's presence with me, enlightening my memories, helping me to commit to paper the feelings I had. I had really heard my Father speaking to me from the other dimension, filling my mind with just the right words. The story came so fast and was so right, in 3 days this script was complete. Now, if you've ever watched any of those shows, the one thing that you will realize is he had an uncanny ability to make someone emotionally attached to his programs. If you've ever watched that show, you will notice that. I mean, you could bring, I've watched it before and it brought tears to my eyes, some of the things. Some of the scenes that they used would put you in such that emotion. What is that? It's the devil. That's what it is. It's appealing to the flesh, and it was of doctrines of devils. It was led by spirits of devils. You say, I don't like that. I don't like it either. But ask yourself what you do like. Do you like the truth? Or do you love what's false? Because it's not easy to take, is it? That's right. Let me say this again, like I said in the beginning. Hollywood hates God, and I hate Hollywood. Plain and simple. Because God hates it. God hates it, the wickedness that's brought about. The industry is wicked, and God hates it. Listen to what he said, and this is true. I can tell you from my own experience. I made people reach into their lives and look for a higher power. God or even themselves to solve their problems. See that? God with humanism. What is that? That's the hybrid worship. That's the worship of devils. That's the twilight worship. The mixture of darkness and light. Every script I've written and every series I produced, not only Little House on the Prairie and Highway to Heaven, but the ones that didn't make it and the ones I just started, have expressed the things I most deeply believe. I believe that there is God in all of us. Yeah. It's the lie of the devil. Ye shall be as gods. And it was taught masterfully. He did it masterfully. See, here's what Michael Landon was able to do through the power of Satan. He was able to teach you morality instead of biblical holiness. He was able to give a pass for morality. So you would watch that program and think, well, this is a morally upright program. But morality is fleeting. It doesn't last. Christ's holiness in your soul lasts. But morality does not last. Morality is Satan's version of what's right. It's just the minimal. It's the minimal. And it's a fleshly thing and it's fleeting, but holiness is of the Lord. I want you to listen to this. I'm going to give you a few others too as well. I'm going to go back to one, Marilyn Monroe, for a second. But I want you to listen to this. I want you to understand how Michael Landon died. I want you to listen close and pay close attention and understand this one thing. You can't play with the devil. He plays for keeps. You don't make a deal with the devil. All these movie stars and all these rock and roll musicians that have sold their soul to rock and roll, they've sold their soul to the devil to be famous. Actors have sold their souls to the devil to be wealthy and to have things in this life. Musicians have done it. Sports figures have done it. They make a pact with the devil, and you can't make a deal with the devil because you will lose your life and your soul for all of eternity. Listen to this. Michael Landon died this way. His daughter reported on his deathbed. He raised his fists and clawed at the air. I heard him mumbling, "No, not yet," he said clearly. "I'm not ready. No, I don't want to go." The nurse told us Dad had spent the night raising his hands and pawing at the air as though he was trying to keep something away. He died and went to a devil's hell is where he went. Clawing all the way. Why? Because he thought he could play with demons, and he made a deal with devils. He made a pact with devils, and finally those spirits consumed him in the end, and he died and went to hell. Clawing and kicking and screaming all the way. That's a trend in Hollywood, by the way, with movie stars. The satanic influence. Here's another one, though. What did Marilyn Monroe do? How did she become so popular? Now, believe me, this will be G-rated, obviously. But listen to this. In her, where she developed her power from, her persuasive, you have to understand something. Marilyn Monroe had a devilish persuasiveness about her. Yes, she was an attractive woman, but she had a devilish persuasion that she was able to persuade people very easily. That's not just due to beauty. There was other things behind that, and which she will fully admit. When the psychic Kenny Kingston came to her room and everything and talked to her and would meet with her like you would meet with a preacher or something, she would meet with a psychic. And he said, "We begin with a visualization technique used many times by those of us who believe in psychic phenomena. I asked Marilyn to see herself surrounded by what is called the white light of protection, light which you can visualize as encompassing your entire body." So what did she do? As you would pray to God, she prayed this: "I, Marilyn, place the white light around the top of my head, my eyes, my nose, my mouth, but never touching my body. The white light of protection continues around my neck, my shoulders, my chest, never touching my body. The white light totally protects me and keeps me." Do you understand that she was demon-possessed and she was calling upon devils for power? And that's that same old story of white magic and dark magic, and it's the same devil's argument. What happens? Well, again, I'm not supposed to be talking about programming, but I'll do it again. In this sense, you were taught when you were from the Word of God, you're taught what? All magic is wicked. Wizards are wicked, right? Warlocks, witches, necromancers, those are familiar spirits, all wicked. You're taught that from the Bible. There's absolutes, right? And Satanists hate absolutes. Do what thou wilt is the whole of the law, Aleister Crowley said. That was what they believe. Do whatever you want to do. There is no rules. Do whatever you want. The law is do whatever you want. What is that? Out of chaos comes order. New World Order, that's all that is. She would call down these devils to protect her, or to use her, or inhabit her. And they did. They did. It was said that Clark Gable died. You know, so many of you might know who Clark Gable is. He died. And Marilyn Monroe thought that Clark Gable was mad at her. And thought it was her fault because he died. So she went to her psychic and he said this: "Marilyn, we'll contact Gable in spirit and settle this once and for all." "Oh, could we really do that?" she squealed with excitement. "Then, but won't he be angry with me? Maybe he won't speak to me," she said. I assured her that I felt Gable was eager to communicate, and during my next visit with Marilyn, instead of reading, we held a brief seance in the memory of Clark Gable. As I suspected, his spirit came in quickly to Marilyn's delight. Gable reassured us. "Do you think that he really meant it?" Marilyn asked when the seance had ended. "Marilyn, the spirits don't lie," I reminded her. "You're right, you're right," she smiled. "I feel so much better." So the devils don't lie is what she believed. Even though Satan is the father of lies. Yeah, he's the father of it. He'll be the father of the great lie, the Antichrist. The father of it, the great lie. She died a horrible, wicked sinner's death. And she's burning in hell. That woman was under what's called a program called that, by the way, Aleister Crowley invented. This kingdom of darkness is all connected. You've got to understand that. It's all connected. And Aleister Crowley invented the mind control MK Ultra techniques and everything else that was out there. He was a part of all of those things. He was a part of all the groundwork to all those things. And she was under that MK Ultra mind altering things. She was under that. Okay? That was part of what she was, and she was turned into a fornicating slave, basically, is what she was turned into. That's what she was when she died. I mean, that's all that she was. Do you understand how the root of Hollywood is wicked and satanic? The very core of it. Something as simple. How subtle is it that Little House on the Prairie or something like that would be written, the script and everything else that he would... Now, I'm not talking about the books that Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote. That's not the same thing. Those books are not evil. That's just a child's life. No, it's what they... When they put this to... Michael Landon wrote the scripts for all of those, and they don't follow the books anyway, but for the most part. But he wrote all these extra things. He did all these things. Not to mention Highway to Heaven, which taught a different way to get to heaven and to be saved. Did not teach salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. Taught a morality. Taught a gray area. Didn't teach white. Didn't teach black. Taught a gray area in the middle. Now, in case you don't agree or don't believe me, I'm going to give you a quote from Anton LaVey. That's the last witness you'll get. Does everybody know who Anton LaVey is? Anton LaVey was the high priest of the Church of Satan. He was the high priest of it. And he says this about television. The birth of television was a magical event foreshadowing its satanic significance. The first commercial broadcast was aired in Walper, I can't get in Nugget, something, I don't know, April 30th, 1939, at the New York World's Fair. Since then, TV's infiltration has been so gradual, so complete, that no one even noticed. People don't need to go to church anymore. They get their morality plays on television. LaVey espouses more of his Satanist philosophy and describes in detail how he sees television as the major mainstream infiltration of the new satanic religion. He likens the entertainers and newscasters to the clergy of the TV religion, who use their cathode ray pulpit to spread what he calls the word. He says that the local newscasters are the parish priests who are part of what he calls a church. You know, the Satanists are bold about it. They say, you know, you dumb Christians, you're watching television, you know? All that's a tool of Satan, you know. You know that, right? I'm linking us all together here. I'm not singling myself out as something special that I haven't been succumbed to this, because I have, just like everybody else has. The point is that what I'm trying to tell you is that the Satanists, they know it. They just admit it boldly. Yeah, that's a tool of the devil right there. All the programming and all, that's a tool of the devil. Yeah, that was Satan's master plan right there. While you and I are digging through a bunch of mud to try to find a jewel, why not just burn it all and tell them they can have it? Let the devil have it. You know, Satanist Anton LaVey, the high priest there of the Satanic Church, said he had a personal relationship with Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. was a Satanist. The Rat Pack, you know? Frank Sinatra, all those guys. The was it Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis? They were fornicating devils anyway in the first place. A bunch of God haters is all they were. But he was a Satanist. And he hung around Anton LaVey. There's pictures all over the internet. You can see those two hugging each other and shaking hands and hugging each other all over the internet. Of pictures of those together. Let me ask you a question. If the root is bad, isn't the fruit bad? This is all the root. Did you think Hollywood has gotten morality or gotten biblical holiness to it? Hollywood hates God. They've war against God. They war against everything that you hold dear in this Bible. They war against it. If you teach a doctrine of this Bible, they will teach a perversion of that doctrine. They will pervert it. They will mock God. Anton LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan, says this, "Many of you have already read my writings identifying TV as the new God. There is a little thing I neglected to mention up until now. Television is the major mainstream infiltration of the new satanic religion. The root of Satan is Satan is the root of Hollywood. He's the founder of it. He's the main promoter of it. His methods are used to propagate the messages of wickedness. Hollywood is the devil's church. Its ministers are actors that engage in the deception of mankind. Mostly all these actors say the best actors are the ones that are able to be like a medium and have spirits work through them to be the to play that part." And by the way, that's not new either. That's been going on since the Passion Plays in Greece thousands of years ago. It is not new. Socrates talked about it. Plato, all those men talked about the fact that actors would come and they would dress up as the best devils, and those that could act the most like the devil were the ones that were as if they were possessed by the same devils. Because they were. They admit it totally. The actors are evangelists that preach the message that Hollywood wants you to hear. Is there any clear-cut message of God from Hollywood? Is it all not, even those that try to hold to some morality, isn't it all tainted with sin and wickedness? You got to show that they, and again, I know I'm not talking about programming here, but I keep mentioning it because it's kind of intertwined with just beginning here. But you got a show out there that was called Seventh Heaven. It was supposed to be about some preacher and morality and family. The daughter has a baby out of wedlock. The pastor has no morals. He preaches, or no biblical ally to him. He doesn't preach the Bible. He preaches a little sermon. His daughter becomes the preacher. His daughter becomes the assistant pastor. It's just a morality message that is preached from the pulpit. It's not a Bible message. It doesn't call down sin. What is that? It's telling you what to think. And every time you and I are entertained by it, we are being told what to believe. We are being influenced. It is lowering our inhibitions. It is telling us to believe something that is contrary to God's Word. Why? It's putting it in front of your face. I'm going to talk about this next week, but let me just say this in short here. Do you think God really wanted His children to see images of rape, bestiality, homosexuality, fornication, situation ethics, thieves, murders, robbers, fornicators, haters of God, truce breakers? Did God want you to see all that and put that in front of a screen so you could watch it all day? Is that what God wanted from His children, for His children to see? Think about it. You think about it for 1 second. How about all these cop shows that are on that show how to get into the mind of a murderer and tell you how they did it? What's that teaching you? How to murder somebody and get away with it? Teaching you that the police will save you. Teaching you, not to mention a mixed police state type message in the first place, but that you're to turn to that for everything. That you can trust the law. You can trust everything else. How to get away with murdering somebody. All of the fornication that goes along with all the drinking, the booze, the liquor, everything else. All of those things, drugs, fornication, wickedness, all in front of you. Teaching you that. What is that doing to you? Is it causing you and I to accept it? Is it making it so it lowers our inhibitions? Like, you know, that's not so bad. I've heard worse than that before. Where is the shamefacedness and the shock and the awe of God's people today? Where is it when we place this smut in front of our eyes and we've tried to find something good in it and there's nothing good at all in it? There's nothing good in it. It's a bunch of garbage. It's just a picture of hell is what it is. But we've allowed it in our homes. We've allowed it in front of our eyes. Do you think that won't have an impact on your thoughts? Do you think that seeing those shows, you say, yeah, but good wins in this show. Yeah, but they're showing you wickedness right in front of you. And they're doing it. Did you check how subtle Satan is? I got to get off this because I'm going to cover this next week. But the subtlety of Satan is absolutely astounding. Why? Well, because you teach your children that you're not supposed to do all these things. And we preach about it. Don't do this, 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 and this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Stay away from this. Don't do this. And then one program shows a hero that comes up and fights the guy that does all those things. So they show all those things to you. So you're seeing all those things anyway. You're seeing murders and thefts and fornication, everything. Oh, but the good triumph. You're putting it all right in front of your face. With no moral absolutes. No absolutes. No gauge for what's right and wrong. Do what thou wilt. That's the message. Satanism. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. We'll cover that next week a little bit more. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Don't be deceived, folks. If the root is bad, then the fruit is bad. The root of Hollywood is satanic from its name. It's pagan ritualistic. We went over that, its name. How witches use the Hollywood, the wand of Holly, and they use it for what? For sleep, for spells of sleep. You say, oh, that's crazy. That doesn't mean anything. Oh, yes, it does mean something, because when you watch television, after 10 minutes, it goes, and you just shut everything off. And subliminal messages are given to you throughout. And advertisers admit this, by the way. This is not a secret. Nobody's trying to hide this from anybody. They just know you and I are too dumb to shut the television off. Amen! Well, these guys aren't going to shut it off anyway. We'll tell them. Do you know how bold and blatant the devil is? He just tells you what he's going to do. And watches all the Christians follow through with it and follow his pernicious ways. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Are we? Are we ignorant of them? You and I will get mad as the devil for a preacher standing up and preaching something that we need to hear. Why? Because you might have to give some entertainment up in your life. Well, you know what? If it bothers us, then we better get rid of it now, because it's going to consume us. It's going to be the death of our spiritual walk. If we can't give it up now and walk away from it, if we can't throw it away and follow God in everything and get to know what would happen if God's church got to know the Bible again? What would happen if you threw that TV away and you kicked it in and you actually opened your Bible up and started learning from God? But how is God going to teach you anything when doctrines of devils are filling your head? How? How can God get any spiritual messages to you? What if God has something that he wants you to do in your life, but he can't get through to you because sin is at the door? You ever think some of the stupid things you and I do in our life has to do with the fact that we have got so many other messages coming to us that we can't hear the message from God? So we hear something pure from the Word of God, we just get mad at the messenger. We just get mad at the preacher. I'm mad at you for preaching that. You know, I don't care if you get mad at me. It doesn't matter to me. You didn't call me. God did. Amen. And I love you. I love you enough to tell you the truth. And I also love you enough to live by example and take all that stuff and throw it in a garbage bag and burn it. Amen. I love you enough to be the example you need to see, like God called me to be. That's not exalting me, it's exalting Him. I had to do my repenting over it. And I'm done with it. The devil and his demons keep all their garbage and their smut and their Hollywood and their other and their basis morality. You and I, what would God do with us if we would just understand that this is all satanic? And we don't need any of it in our lives. Why do we need it? Why can't we be pleased by God? Why can't we enjoy our families again? Why can't we put all that stuff down and enjoy and be a family again? And throw that garbage away and start living for God. And start getting out in that world and doing something for Christ. Because the days are getting darker. And sin is rising. and the spirit of Antichrist is rising. And we're going like this. While the whole world goes to hell. And your children are influenced by doctrines of devils. And this is what's happening. Oh, but that's okay. I read my Bible. Yeah, I know. But when you let Satan's evangelist preach to you every day of the week, and then you hear one or two sermons during the week, you ever wonder why you don't feel good in the spirit sometimes, or you're not walking in the spirit, or you got no spiritual strength or no spiritual power for the Lord? You can't walk with God. You ever think it might be because you're being entertained by devils and God says, I'm not going to walk with you when you're walking with that? I can't speak to you because you're already being spoken to. Think about it. Wonder why I have spiritual doubts and fears and problems and concerns and I don't have a strong faith and why would you? You're filling your lives with a bunch of garbage. How can you have strong faith when you're filling your life with wickedness, when you're being entertained by devils? People that openly admit that they're demon possessed and they laugh about it. Then you wonder why you're shaky and you have doubts and you don't have a strong testimony. Well, Satan's evangelists are preaching to you all the time. And then when they give the altar call, you're down there on your knees watching it. They're giving you the altar call and you're watching it. You've already answered the call. You know what? It's time God's people just let the devil and his demons go to hell. And walk with God. It's time we put away the curious books. Amen. Before we get to that, let me say this. Ephesians 6:12, you've heard it for about four or five messages now. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. By the way, I had some evangelist tell me, or some missionary tell me, if you preach on Hollywood, you won't spiritually fill your people. If you preach against Hollywood and its wickedness, you won't fill them. Oh yeah? Why do you think it's so quiet in here right now? Because the Spirit of God is convicting, that's why. And there ain't a man in here that can say I'm guiltless in this area. Not one of us. Not one of us. So I laughed at him when he said that someone couldn't be spiritually filled by learning to put away the devil's dramas, by preaching against sin and wickedness and calling God's people to repentance and say, you know what, it's time we put away these foolish things. It's time we call out sin for what it is. It's time for God's people to have a vengeance against evil. It all depends if you can put away those things from among you. And you can say, I don't need it. We have no idea what God would do with this church. Look what He's already done with it. If you and I would determine in our hearts that we're done with that garbage. I've already determined it. I'm done with it. My family's done with it. I determined it for all of them. Amen. You know, as a father, you can determine it for all of them. In fact, I remember I'm not picking on my wife, but I was talking to her about something and we were just kind of talking about it. And I said, well, why don't you just do this right now? I said, never mind. I'll do it. I got out of the way. I walked downstairs. I threw it over in the corner and got rid of all of it right there. I said, that's done. But you know what? Let me tell you something, how the flesh works. I said, well, you know what? I bought you these for Christmas. Maybe this might be all right. That was those nine series of Little House on the Prairie. That was before I read about Michael Landon. I heard something like that before, but I just wasn't settled about it and I didn't think about it ever again. But then I went back up, I sat with my wife, I said, well, we both looked at each other and said, you know what, we better just toss it. And I said, yeah, you're right. We tossed it. I went upstairs and read that about him. I said, man, I'm sure glad I tossed those. Amen? I'm sure glad I threw those away. By the way, there's hundreds of dollars worth of stuff in there. I don't care. I burned them all. Well, not yet. We're going to burn them, actually. We got them in a big garbage bag. But they're set for burning. Amen? Never to rise again. Why? Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, folks. We're wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hollywood is infested with devils, and its evangelists are infested with devils. And you're to cast devils out in the name of Jesus. And by the way, the only way that you and I can do something for God is if we get all these devils away from us. We're not going to be able to do anything for God. Who are we fooling? You think those old Baptists, you think those old-time Baptists would have monkeyed around with any of that stuff? They were walking with God, brother, building churches, building church houses out in the middle of nowhere, starving, freezing, suffering. Right, beaten, killed, murdered, destroyed, children killed, burying 13 of your children on the mission field. Every time Isaac McCoy came back, he was burying another child. But you might cry because you got to get rid of your video. You and I might just start bawling if we got to throw away a movie. God help us. We're a sorry lot. Amen. Sorry. We wonder why this world's going to hell. Because the church is going to hell, that's why. Look at the churches today. Look at them, they're a mess. I'll leave you with this. Turn to Acts chapter 19. I want you to think about these verses until next week. Acts chapter 19 and verse number 18. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Come on, that repentance isn't in the Bible. That's something John the Baptist and Jesus preached, that repentance. Come on. Paul didn't really preach that. I mean, the dispensation just kept coming, right? That was a different dispensation. That was the Jewish church, not Paul's gospel that he preached. He didn't know. Well, it looks like here it says, and many of them that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Notice this now. I want you to think about this week. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Somebody asked me, said, well, why don't you just gather all those up and go sell them? You could make a lot of money on those. I looked at him and I said, you know what? God will bless me if I just burn them. Why would I put somebody else? Why would I allow somebody else to be influenced by demons, by devils? What am I going to sell that and make a profit off those devils for? It was my own stupid fault for buying them in the first place. You think I'm going to go try to make a profit off? I guarantee you God will take care of me. I don't need any money from this garbage. I'm going to burn it all. I don't want any of it. Let it go. It's wicked. Found it 50,000 pieces of silver. That's a lot of money. But look what happened in verse number 20. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. You see that? So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Let's get serious. Now you can have all these evangelists that travel around the country and preach revival to you, and you can, I'm not picking on them, sort of, but you can have all of them that do that, and they travel around, I understand that, you can have them all do that, and they'll call everybody revival, oh, we're going to have a revival meeting. Well, let's get real, we don't need to have any evangelists in to do that, amen, we don't need that, we just need to believe the word of God. And what happened? They gathered all the wickedness that was around them, and they burned it. Why'd they burn it? Well, they didn't throw it away so somebody else would pick it up and grab it. They didn't sell it so they made money off of it. They burned it. Why? It's a picture of the hell. It's a picture of devil's hell right there. They burned it. It was done. Purified by fire. Gone. destroyed, burn up in the flames. But as long as you and I are going to be entertained by devils, we'll never have the power of God. As long as you and I are going to look at things on television and make those things of more importance than the spiritual walk with God. You know what? Some of you got children and grandchildren that are zombies that are walking around. They can't figure out they're lost and dying in their sins and on their way to hell. And you want to know why? Because you're playing with devils. That's why. You're being entertained by devils and doctrines of devils. And how's anybody ever going to take the spiritual walk seriously when you don't and I don't? So what do? Burn it all. Burn it. Get rid of it. Get it out of your life. Amen? What do we need it for? Honestly, if it dishonors God, are we serious about our spiritual walk or not? Let me ask you a question. Are there movies in your home that shouldn't be there? You don't have to answer me. I don't want you to answer me. This is one of those questions where you need to have come to Jesus meeting yourself. Amen. Are there things in your home right now that you need to destroy? Are there? You need to get rid of some movies? Some things that don't honor God? Amen. Folks, if the root is satanic, then the fruit is. So yeah, but I got some good movies. They're not that bad. They don't show. Really? Well, if you show me a movie, you bring me one of the movies, I can show you something wrong with it. I'm a Baptist preacher. I can find something wrong in everything. I mean, you chew and bubblegum, I'll find a way to call it wrong. I'm telling you, it's just the way it is. Hey, Ben. We can call you to repentance on chewing bubblegum. I mean, it's just, that's the way it is. Hey, Ben. There's always something. But there's always something in those messages. Why? Well, the appealing of all and everything that they do was under satanic influence. That's what it was all about. I've given you like 7 or 8 people from Hollywood, main actors, actually about 10 when I get ready the quotes of some of them, of main actors in Hollywood and what they're about. Not to mention, we didn't even talk about Tom Cruise and Scientology and all them, by the way, which is another Aleister Crowley invention. And all those, they're all offshoots of Aleister Crowley's Satanism. They're all the same. You're being entertained by people that mock your God, that hate Him, and you're making millions for them. You're helping them propagate a false gospel, a false wicked lifestyle. We are paying for their wicked lifestyle. So, we complain about what Hollywood does. Well, most preachers don't because they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But we complain about what they do and we preach against, oh, that's wickedness. But when we buy their movies, what are we doing? We're funding their lifestyle to go out and be sodomites. To practice witchcraft and fund all the other wicked things. By the way, it's all attached to Satanism. I mean, all of it is one. It's the same mystery of iniquity. It's all the same. It's all the same, folks. We got to get serious. We got to get serious. We got to go home, men, and we got to set our families down and we got to talk. And we got to say there's some things that we're going to get out of our home. We got to understand that they're wrong and they're wicked in the sight of God's eyes and get rid of them. But I'm not telling you to do it. You do what God leads you to do. You have all the information that you needed today in that portion. We'll cover the programming next week and then we'll have a sermon on Disney. You say goodbye to Mickey Mouse. I'm setting that rat trap for Mickey and he's gone. Mickey and Donald and all of them. And Toy Story and all of them. They're all going bye-bye. Amen. I'm going to tell you why and I'm going to show you why. So you're informed and you understand the truth about it. Why? But I'm telling you, they're devils. They're devils. Walt Disney was the biggest pervert that ever lived. Oh, one of them. He was an absolute 33rd degree Mason and a pervert. And I can prove it to you. And I will prove it to you. Lord willing. I'm not taken out by next week. I'll prove it to you. Listen, I want you to understand the truth. I want you to be armed with it. Listen, I'm not picking on anybody, but myself and the devil. I hate the devil. I hate his kingdom. I've seen and heard the most wicked things you can ever imagine in my life. And I know what the devil's doing to God's people. God's people are so hypnotized right now that they're so hip. I believe that Hollywood is the agent of that has hypnotized God's people. And they have this mixed view of what's right and what's wrong. And we need to understand that Hollywood is satanistic. Its root is satanistic and its fruit is. Why would I try to look in? It's like trying to look for some spiritual value in hell. Let me find something virtuous in hell. So why would we even want to dig through it to find something that's not there? It's the lie of the devil. It's subtle and it's a lie. Father, I pray you'd call us all to repentance. Lord, help us to understand. Dear God, we need you. We don't need all this garbage. We need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.